This is domestic news from Hong Kong U Radio. Jasmine Liu reports. The latest proposal on medical insurance has won approvals from both insurance companies and the government. It covers patients with existing illnesses, but requires them to wait 3 years before taking the money. It was 5 years in the previous version. Officials say they hope that the proposal will be presented for public consultation before the end of this year. The Hong Kong government is reconsidering its migrant scheme and may raise the required money for investor migrants. The current bar is 6.5 million Hong Kong dollars to invest in property, equities, or other assets, but money flowing into properties might have contributed to the surging real estate prices, experts say. This scheme has been running for 7 years and has introduced more than 6,000 immigrants to the city. A survey done by the Chinese University of Hong Kong has found that local people are becoming more and more dissatisfied about social issues. Over 1,000 adults answered questions such as whether they believe Hong Kong is a harmonious society. More than a quarter of the interviewees say they will seek radical means if their demands are not met. This is 4.5% rise from 2008.Assistant law professor at Hong Kong University, Eric Chong, says a series of social controversies starting from last year has aggravated local people's anxiousness.
To me, I think it's a real problem that many Hong Kong people are getting more and more frustrated and helpless because of the injustice in the system itself and also the lack of progress in democratic movement. One cannot see much progress.
A major Taiwan job agent says about half of his enterprise clients are willing to hire graduates from mainland China and Hong Kong. Compared with local graduates, their peers from the mainland and Hong Kong are more fluent in foreign languages and more ambitious, which appeals to big companies, the agent says. It is also found that while locals remain competitive in professional expertise, they need to increase their work experience.Shanghai is counting the days left before the grand opening of the 2010 World Expo, which it promises to be a magnificent extravaganza. Yet some recent news may detract from the organizers' good mood. Ronnie reports from Shanghai.
It's sunny here, and the weather forecast says the open day for Expo is good. Everything seems to be ready, except that the promotional song for the event was put off air just a couple of days ago, and people are now asking,if they should do the same to the mascot. Both the song and the cartoon figure have been accused of plagiarism. The official promotional song, Waiting for You, is said to be largely identical to a 1997 Japanese pop song called Stay the Way You Are. Although the composer defended himself, saying he had never listened to that song, the event organizer decided to cancel it from the intensive promotion on air,despite the fact the music video features a bunch of superstars. Another claim was made about the mascot, named Haibao, that it was copied from the design of Gumby, a cartoon toy from an American TV series in the 90s. People who have seen Gumby say he was flatter and taller than Haibao and a different color, but those are the only differences. It is also said that the figure bears a strong resemblance to the logo of another company,whose name is also Haibao. Designers have denied the charges, but official reaction is yet to come out. People are wondering what will be the next surprise.
Hong Kong has gone through a string of controversies over its legislative reform since last year, and it seems even people in their 20s here have much to say about it. Jasmine Liu reports from Hong Kong U. The Hong Kong Federation of Students organized a demonstration on Sunday.Hundreds of young people marched in the street, singing and chanting slogans, calling the government cowardly until it carries out a substantial reform.
We are just some net citizens. Concerning about DAP has been always suggested the continuation of the functional constituency, and we are against their stand.
Because they bring a lot of unjust policy to Hong Kong.
Because I feel this is a meaningful and it's something that useful I can do.
The Hong Kong government has just said a direct election of its chief executive will be scheduled no earlier than 2017, and the universal suffrage of its council members will need to wait at least a further 3 years. Pan-Democrats condemned the decision, saying the government is trying to push back real democracy forever. They urged universal suffrage at 2012. For now, the chief executive of Hong Kong is elected by a special committee of around 800 people. Half of the legislative council members are chosen by minority groups called functional constituencies, and the council has long been seen as representing more of the interest of elites rather than that of ordinary people. In a January move, 5 lawmakers from 2 pan-democratic parties resigned their seats. They said if they are re-elected in a by-election to be held in May, it would be proof that the Hong Kong people support their stand on universal suffrage. The pan-democrats plan to use the result to push the government for a true referendum on the issue. But critics say the risk of this action is high. The democratic parties could lose more say in the council if they fail in the by-election. This campaign has become the major political event in the first half of 2010. It is generating not only wars between political parties, but also the passion of young people who were born between 1980s and 90s, who get called the post-80 generation. External vice president of the Hong Kong Federation of Students and one of the organizers of the Sunday March, Frederick Fong Chun Fong, says they are trying to show how much the young people in Hong Kong are concerned about the future of the city and they need to express their opinions over political issues.
I think university students participating in such events are very meaningful and very important to our society. Not only because we are university students, but we also are the youth or a part of the society. We have a responsibility to participate in our social issues and hold our values. Such values will be distorted or mishandled by other parties, such as functional constituencies or the wealthy.
Democrats welcome their participation, while the government tends to be more cautious. In Sunday's demonstration, nearly 100 policemen escorted these young protesters along their way from the University of Hong Kong to the destination, Government House. After an hour of stalemate at the gate of the house, a scuffle broke out and the student was arrested. He was released 3 hours later. The police say the organizers of the demonstration didn't apply for a notice of no objection in advance, while Hong Kong's public order rule requires them to do so. But the Federation says they're not going to obey such rules.
At this point, we'll see that our civic rights to protest is our inherent right. And if they use their cops to censor our protest, and that will be a serious threat to our civic freedom. And therefore, our Federation will only inform the police what we will be doing instead of asking for their approval.
Although the upsurging fever of the young people has worried the government, their voices are not the mainstream in this mostly non-committal society.
I think I'm a minority. Most people in my age group are not interested. I think this is the typical mentality of Hong Kong people because their parents and the atmosphere is not so involved into politics.
Some critics say their passions might have been taken advantage of by the democratic parties. Political activists were ahead at the Sunday's march, holding posters and banners of their own. Critics say this may have misled the citizens to think it another campaign of certain parties, while it should have been a voice out of the youth. The Hong Kong Federation of Students is the biggest students' organization in the city, consisting of student unions at 7 universities and colleges. It has generally leaned to the left on political and social issues over the last 2 decades. These are the news for today. I'm Jasmine Liu at Hong Kong U Radio.